I think we should authorize the use of force, and in order for it to be most effective, that means that we've got to do a couple things besides authorize it. We've got to help the Syrian people who are resisting Assad to have the weapons to fight for themselves. So far, certain weapons, which would be very helpful in that respect, have not been provided for them, and particularly in response to a chemical attack. If they had anti-tank weapons to go against the tanks, which protected the launchers, which launched the chemical weapons, for instance, that would show that this is not just an American fight, that this is a fight that the Syrian Free Army is right in the middle of and is willing to fight, but they need the weapons. We ought to help get those weapons to them. And secondly, it seems to me it's important that when we do strike, that we have other countries with us for it to be effective, and that includes a number of Arab countries. We were assured today there will be a number of countries that would join with us, and that's very important for the effectiveness of any action on our part.